This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One of the comments that we heard right after the events, the terror attacks in France, by the Pope of the Vatican, he made a very interesting statement. He actually said that, "I'm afraid that this event is just one of the series of events which would lead to World War III." This is actually something that was said. It was not something that I'm making up. First of all, before we go into the subject, I want to make sure that we convey what our religion teaches us. Such senseless acts are condemned by Islam. You just go and kill people like this. There is no place whatsoever for this in Islam. No place. You can't do this. You can't do it, period. It's against the teachings of the religion that you go after people who are dying, or basically they are innocent, they are not combatant, they are not fighting you, and you go and you kill them. No, actually, religion would condone this. There is no question about it. But just before we go any further into the subject, but the West has been talking, maybe after the fall of the Russian Empire, basically there is no other enemy. Now, the talk started since the time, and you probably would hear Kissinger, the one who used to be the foreign minister of the States, actually making that statement that the upcoming enemy is the Muslims. Without actually Muslims having even the guts to be enemies to anybody. That language is there. And normally Hollywood really represents. Lately you watched movies called Armageddon, Independence Day. All of these are in reference to that battle that they are afraid of, or they are talking about, which is Armageddon. And by the way, this is not an Islamic term. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam never used that name. And a lot of Muslims don't realize that we do have a version of these events in our sunnah. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually told us about these events. And this is what I'm trying to do today. I'm not trying to turn into a politician or trying to tell you what is going on and what is not going on. I'm just going to share with you what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned regarding that period of time. When the scholars looked into the signs of the hour, of course they categorized it into minor and major. A set of these signs are under the title minor. And what does it mean by minor? They would happen in scattered places. Maybe they will happen in one place and not the other. Like earthquakes, like... There are still communities in the face of this earth who still maintain morality, for example. There is no homosexuality openly there. But the 10 major signs, when they happen, simply they will affect all the earth. Everybody will hear about them. Now, there is a sign which really the scholars were puzzled by it, because it falls within the minor set and the major set of signs. And that sign is the upcoming of Khalifatul Muslimin, Imam Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Mahdi. That is why they given it a special name. They called it the transitional sign. When Imam Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Mahdi comes in, that means the Antichrist will come out of his cave or wherever he is now, in an island somewhere, based on Hadith Tamim al-Dari and the Muslim. And we know that Prophet Isa alayhi salam will descend in order to kill the Antichrist. And we know that Prophet Isa alayhi salam will pray behind the Imam. We read في الحديث والحديث في البخاري that Prophet Isa will enter المسجد الأقصى during صلاة الفجر, and he will recognize someone entering, and he would recognize that this is Prophet Isa. He will ask him to come forth to lead the salah, and Prophet Isa will say, no, I'm not here to lead, I'm a follower like you. Yet this sign falls within the category of the minor signs, but yet when it appears, it will be the introduction for the major signs. And the major signs are 10. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam named them in one hadith, akhrajahu al-imam Muslim, hadith Hudhayfa ibn Asid al-Ghifari. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one day he entered into the masjid and he found the companion sitting like this, studying something. He asked them, مَا تَذَاكَرُونَ? What are you studying? They said, نَتَذَاكَرُ السَّاعَةَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. We're studying the hour, O Messenger of Allah. Then he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِنَّهَا لَنْ تَأْتِي حَتَّى تَرَوْنَ قَبْلَهَا عَشْرَ آيَاتٍ. It will not come until you see before it 10 signs. And he named them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-dukhan, the smoke, al-dab, the beast, al-dajjal, the Masih al-dajjal, you see that name Antichrist is not really a proper name. That's why we have to get used to the name al-dajjal, or al-Masih al-dajjal. And Nuzul Isa ibn Maryam, the descending of Isa, the son of Maryam, those are 4. Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, those are 5. وَطُلُوعَ الشَّمْسِ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا, the sun rising from the west. And ثَلَاثُ خُسُوف, 3 landslides, 3 major earthquakes, one in the east, one in the west, one in the Arabian Peninsula. Then he said, وَآخِرُ ذَلِكَ, the 10 signs, نَارٌ تخرج من اليمن تطلع من اليمن, a fire that will erupt out of Yemen, تطرد الناس إلى محشرهم. It will expel people to their place of gathering. There is a consensus that the first sign is the Antichrist. Again, I'm using the Antichrist even though I told you not to use it. But for you to know what I'm talking about. And with the coming of the Antichrist, Isa will descend. Because we know, يعني, there is a beautiful hadith, يا إخوة, في مسند الإمام أحمد, حديث عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, رأيت ليلة أسري بي إبراهيم الخليل وموسى الكليم وعيسى كلمة الله. The night when I ascended up, ليلة المعراج يعني, I saw Ibrahim عليه السلام, the friend of Allah. I saw Musa, the speaker, the one who spoke with Allah from behind a veil, عليه الصلاة والسلام. And I saw also عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام. And guess what? He found them talking about the hour. وجدتهم يتذاكرون الساعة. They are talking about the hour. فأوكلوا أمرهم إلى إبراهيم. Out of politeness, Ibrahim is the friend of Allah and he is the elder. فسألوا إبراهيم, they ask Ibrahim, when is the hour? قال لا يعلم هذا إلا الله. Only Allah knows this. Then Musa, only Allah knows this. Then Isa, pay attention here. Isa said عليه الصلاة والسلام, أما وجبتها فلا يعلم ذلك إلا الله. As for when it will happen, only Allah knows this. ولكن, but I know right before it happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring me down to earth. فإذا رآني الدجال, when the الدجال sees me, ذاب كما يذوب الملح في الماء. Just by seeing me, he will melt like salt melts in water. Yeah. And we know also that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam talked to us about the time of Prophet Isa, when he actually descends and rules. He's going to become the Khalifa of the Muslims, the leader. He's going to be the Amir al-Mu'mineen of the Muslims. ولذلك, don't ever despair. Don't ever despair. We have a very bright future coming ahead of us. Seriously. There is a very bright future, but only for those who believe. Those who hang in there. Those who hold tight. فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم والحديث أخرجه الضياء المقدسي, one of the compilers of the hadith. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, طوبى لعيش بعد المسيح. طوبى لعيش بعد المسيح. What a good life. The life during the reign of المسيح. At the end of the hadith, لو بذرت حبك على الصفا. If you throw your seeds on a rock, it will grow. بركة. We will like the child will play with the snake. وحتى الكلام هذا, this is what in the books of the Christians. In their books. Christians will recognize this. But you see, the Christians are mixing this, how they combine this with the Day of Judgment. They say Isa is going to come in the Day of Judgment and be the judge. Be the la. We say this will happen before the Day of Judgment. وَإِنَّهُ لَعَلَمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ. عيسى عليه السلام في قراءة تقول لك وإنه لعلم للساعة. He's a flag of the hour. He's descending. But Christians, they believe he will come down or will come out, whatever they think he is, on the day of judgment. لا, we say no, before this. طيب, what will lead to this? A lot of trials, a lot of tribulations. The Ummah, as you can see, and It's really miserable. You know, all these powers in earth are afraid of ghosts, basically. You know, I don't know what it is. Where is the ummah? They are afraid of a ghost. But they know if this ghost wakes up, it's done. And that is why maybe that fear and anxiety. الشاهد, or the important thing, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in a hadith compiled في سنن أبي داود, لو لم يبقى من الدنيا إلا يوم واحد. If there is only one day left in this world, just to show you that this must happen. Yani, look at the state. There is only one day left. Don't doubt this sign, because it will happen. That's what it means. Why would you say that? If there is only, because if you say this is the last day in the dunya, what happened to al-Mahdi? He's not going to come out. We thought that there is Khalifa or al-Mahdi. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't doubt this. If there is only one day left in this dunya, Allah will bring out someone from my progeny. يُخْرِجُ اللَّهُ رَجُلًا مِنْ بَيْتِي مِنْ أَهْلِي from my descendants. إِسْمُهُ يُوَافِقُ اسْمِي his name matches my name. Muhammad or Ahmed. Muhammad, that is the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also Ahmed is his name, correct? وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَد وَإِسْمُ أَبِيهِ يُوَافِقُ اسْمُ أَبِي and the name of his father will match the name of my father. يَمْلَأُ الدُّنْيَا عَدْلًا وَقِسْطًا he will fill earth with justice and fairness. After it has been filled, بَعْدَمَا مُلِئَتْ جَوْرًا وَظُلْمًا with injustice and oppression. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even described his face. Al-Mahdi minni. Al-Mahdi, also that hadith fi Sunan ibn Majah, hadith Umm Salama radiyallahu anha, ajla al-jabha. His forehead is wide. Aqna al-anf. His nose is elongated, that pointed long nose. And this is a sign of beauty in the Arabia. You don't have it. I'm sorry. يصلحه الله في ليلة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rectify him at one night. One night Allah will prepare him for the mission. Two things here that worthy of stopping and explaining before we go any farther. Al-Mahdi is not you. Because a lot of people throughout history claimed it. Over 30 actually. 30 serious claimants. And you remember the last one towards the beginning of this century, Ibn al-Juhayman hada fi al-Ka'ba, and you know how many Muslims were killed? Fi al-Haram. Here is the description. Are you from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is your birth name is Muhammad? A lot of Muslims, there's sometimes, again, I think I shared this with you before, I was in Maryland, sitting in my office, and I got these two brothers, knock, 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 assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. This is the Imam Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Mahdi, and I am Isa, the son of Maryam. How are you, Imam? They are telling me that. ما ينفع هذا شيطان. You know, craving for power is a desire, like money, like the opposite gender, like horses. With power, you know, you're being, you want to be ahead. You don't want to be like a normal layman. You just want to be a special person. And shaitan comes to you from that. Be careful, watch it. Watch it. Actually, if you study the biography of al-Mahdi quite well, you will realize that the fact you claim that you are al-Mahdi in itself refutes that you're not al-Mahdi. Why? Because al-Mahdi will be asked. He's going to flee, and I'm going to come to this in a minute, if you allow me, and the time allows me, and I know you have to work tomorrow, but we're going to hang in there for a while. That he's going to be traveling from Medina, the hadith is there, and the people are actually chasing him, because there will be a conflict at this time. Three sons of a caliph will be fighting for power, and they are going to request him to take the lead to solve that fitna. And he will say, no, I'm not interested, thank you. Say, no, you do it, no. No, you will do it, no. So you come out and say, I'm al-Mahdi. He didn't study then what the Prophet said. But out of good gesture for these people, because some of them really don't go that far and cause chaos and bloodshed. Some of them, they develop these thoughts in the bedroom, and I think it stays in the bedroom for a while. Why they come up with this? Because when you read about al-Mahdi, it's a bright future. شوف هذا تغزون جزيرة العرب فيفتحها الله. You will conquer the Arabia and Allah will give you victory. تغزون فارس فيفتحها الله. You're gonna conquer Persia and Allah will give you victory. تغزون الروم. You will conquer the Romans. بني الأصفر. Our friends, and Allah will give you victory. تغزون القسطنطينية, Constantinople, المدينة هذه. Allah will give you victory. And he's going to have so much wealth that he's going to send callers into the Muslim world. Anybody needs anything? We have a lot of money. We don't know what to do with it. I quoted the hadith a minute ago that he will fill earth with what? With justice. So now these brothers, man, look at our miserable condition. The scholars say there, واقع مشهود ومستقبل منشود. They find themselves between what? A reality that is so disgusting. Everybody's playing balls with the ummah now. Everybody. And games and schemes and plots, and while we're busy with fighting one another, fighting the imams. No, I'm sorry, nobody's fighting me here. So this person, he looks around, where is al-Mahdi? Why don't I just claim it so Allah will what? You know, Prophet Isa initially, when he came to Bani Israel, they were awaiting a Messiah. They were occupied by the Romans. And in their books said that this is the time for Messiah. But Bani Israel, the portfolio of the Messiah is very similar to Musa. Someone who comes with a stick, strike the sea. We want water. We're in the desert. Huh? Water, yalla, azin nashrab. Udrub al-hajar. Prophet Isa is coming, walking sandals, and he's homeless. With the kingdom of God. And if your enemy slaps you here, do what? That's not Messiah. That's why they accuse him to be what? A false Messiah. Somebody wrote this book, Forcing the Hand of God. You know what he means? If we kill this Messiah, Allah will have to send us another one that we like. It's exactly like that. That's actually the title of the book, is Forcing. Likewise, this guy who claims to be Mahdi, he's what? Okay, I'm the Mahdi now. Let's get this stuff. Ya Raji, Ya Shaykh, Wallahi. Inna Allah la ya'jalu bi'ajalati al-'abd. Allah doesn't hasten because of you hastening, but everything runs what? It's fixed time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second point that we should address, the Shia according to, the Al-Mahdi according to the Shia is not the Mahdi according to Ahlul Sunnah. And this is actually one of the main dividers. One of the main things that split us totally. Who's Imam with Ahlul Sunnah? Alawi, Fatimi, Hassani. Alawi, nisbatan liman? Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Fatimi, nisbatan liman? Fatima radiallahu anha. I wouldn't say Zahra. Fatima radiallahu anha. Hassani. From the progeny, the descendants of al-Hassan. عند الشيعة علوي فاطمي حسيني. From the progeny of al-Husayn. Why? For your information, the 12 imams that the Shia are talking about, all of them come from the descendants of al-Husayn. They don't like al-Hassan, even though they don't say it. They don't like him. Actually, غلات الشيعة, غلات الروافض, that the extremists amongst them, they negated that al-Hassan is an imam himself. They actually said he's not an imam either. Even though he's the brother of who? Al al-Bayt. Why? Because he made peace. And subhanallah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah informed him of this. One day he was delivering a khutbah on the pulpit, and al-Hassan, wal-Athar fi al-Bukhari, this hadith fi al-Bukhari, al-Hassan, a little boy, he came walking into the masjid, and he stumbled in his garment, he fallen down. فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم came down and he picked him up and he kept delivering the khutbah while he's holding him. Imagine, he kept saying his khutbah while he's carrying al-Hassan. Then he looked at his companions and he said, إِنَّ وَلَدِي هَذَا سَيِّدٌ. This grandson of mine is a leader. يُصْلِحُ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَيْنَ طَائِفَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. One day he will make up between two groups of the Muslims fighting one another. اللي هو the army of Muawiyah and Ali رضي الله عنه and later on al-Husayn. فهي made peace. This is why. I want to warn you also, because be careful, because originally Shi'i Islam was not a split on the basis of theology. It was not a religious split originally. It was not like another madhab or something. No, it was a political faction. But later on, it developed to be what? A religion, which is totally different to our religion. But originally, because these 12 imams, who came even from the progeny and the descendants of al-Husayn, they are Sunni al-Aqidah. They are from Ahl al-Sunnah once it comes to the Aqidah, once it comes to the Deen. You see, Shia Islam later on developed to be a religion, but originally it was what? A political, like a political group. They believe the last Imam from the descendant of al-Husayn, his name is al-Hasan al-Askari. He had a son whose name is Muhammad. He went into a tunnel in a town in Iraq called Samurra, Surra Marra'a, since 250 something after Hijrah. And until this time, he was 6 years old when he entered there. Until this time, he is there. And he is the Mahdi they are awaiting. And every day, by the way, they go and sit by this tunnel and prepare the camels for him to come out. And then they go home and they come back the following day. Yani not all of them, but some of them. Yani. As a ritual. But our Mahdi, Muhammad ibn Abdullah,
Qurayshi from the family of the Prophet, that is correct, but from the descendants of Al-Hasan. Ibn al-Qayyim lo kalam ya ikhwa tayyib fi hada. Ibn al-Qayyim said very interesting words regarding this. Because Al-Hasan giving up the Khilafah to stop the blood shedding between the Muslims, Allah will reward him by making his grandson the Khalifa of all the Muslims as a reward for this. طيب, what is the sign? Because I said a minute ago that a lot of volunteers in the Ummah volunteer to claim to be al-Mahdi, and this is dangerous. If you don't know, that is why we gotta speak about this. What is the sign which will indicate for you without any doubt that this is al-Imam al-Mahdi, the one whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about? There is one sign. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned it in a hadith that is recorded in al-Bukhari wa Muslim, even though the hadith does not say the name. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the narrator of the hadith is Aisha wa Hafsa wa Ummu Salama. Let's take the wording of Aisha radiallahu anha. She says, عبث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في نومه. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, while he was asleep, he acted in a disturbing manner. He was disturbed, like he did something that is, it's like when you're asleep, you know, you do, يعني, you, as if when you have a dream, like, فقلنا, when he woke up, Aisha said, Ya Rasul Allah, صنعت شيئا لم تصنعه من قبل. Oh Messenger of Allah, you did something that you never do while you're asleep. What was wrong? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-ajab, I'm so amazed. Anna nasan min ummati, an army from my ummah, يأمون البيت, they will come towards the Kaaba, إلى رجل من قريش, to fight one man from قريش, قد لجأ بالبيت, he sought refuge in the house, يقول أنا المهدي, أو يقال له هو المهدي. And the people are saying that this is the awaited, this is the future Mahdi of the Ummah. حَتَّى إِذَا كَانُوا بِبَيْدَاءَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. So while they are marching towards the Kaaba, Bayda means a desert. So they are in the desert. And actually there is a place called Bayda outside of Mecca. There is actually a location called Bayda, but the word Bayda means desert. So while they are in the desert or at that place called Bayda, خسف الله بهم, earth will open and swallow them. All of them will be swollen by earth. فقلنا يا رسول الله. Look at this, I love this hadith, because sometimes that hadith actually gives you a beautiful meaning. Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, for sure a lot of these people who are in this army did not mean to fight this man, did not mean to go to the Kaaba. قلنا يا رسول الله إن في إن منهم المستبصر, some of them are going knowingly. والمجبور, some of them are forced to go. You know, if in these modern armies now, if you don't go and fight, there is a court martial that you have to go. وابن السبيل, and some of them are traveling on the road. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, يهلكون مهلكا واحدا, all of them will die the same death, ثم يبعثون على نياتهم, but each one of them will be raised up according to his niyyah.
That's the importance of the niyyah, ikhwan. طيب. Here is the tough stuff. The political stuff. And Allah knows best if this is the time for it or not. But I can tell that they believe it is the time for it. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and I'm going to close with this, I promise you, inshallah, because you have to go to work tomorrow. You're not going to be late for work, inshallah, right? Inshallah, you're going to go to work on time, inshallah. Hadith Sahih Imam Muslim, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was in al-Kufa. هاجت ريح حمراء بالكوفة. A sandstorm. ريح حمراء اللي هي ايه؟ Turns the sand. A sandstorm that turns the weather into ايه؟ The wind becomes sandy, reddish. فإذا برجل له هجيري. A man coming down towards Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was reclining, was laying down. يبنى مسعود قامت الساعة يبنى مسعود قامت الساعة يبنى مسعود the hour is here يبنى مسعود the hour is here. Look at the scholar, the knowledge. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, like I said, was laying down. He sat down in a calm way and he looked at him. فقال, he said, إنها لن تقوم. It will not, the hour will not happen until حتى لا يقسم لا يقسم ميراث ولا يفرح بغنيمة. Until the time comes when you do not, the inheritance will not be distributed, nor people will enjoy the possessions of war. اللي هي الإيه الأنفال, the booty of war. And in then he started narrating the story. He looked towards the west, towards Sham, towards Syria. قال عدو لأهل الإسلام. An enemy for the Muslims will gather in that place. What is the story? And this is the Armageddon they are talking about. Two things here that Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never used the word Armageddon. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used maqtala malhama azima, a fierce killing. A tremendous amount of death of people killed. He actually said to the extent that the bird will fly over the crops of the dead in earth because of the smell. The bird himself, itself will fall dead. Can't handle the smell of the dead people. طيب, what is the story of this army? This is before al-Mahdi. What I'm about to tell you is before al-Mahdi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, تصالحون الروم صلحا آمنا. You and the Roman will make peace with one another. And you will fight a common enemy. So the Muslims and the West will be in one campaign, fighting an enemy. فتغلبون وتغنمون. You will win, you will conquer, you will come back winner. Then somebody will stand up from the Christian side and will say, he will raise the cross, انتصر الصليب. The cross has conquered. فيقوم له مسلم. A Muslim will stand up and he will say, no, Allah, victory came from Allah. يعني religious eh? And this is probably what the Pope is talking about. The Roman actually will wipe a lot of the Muslims. They will kill them.
But they will go and gather under 80 flags.
ثم يأتون تحت 80 غاية أو راية.
80 countries from the West. Each one will provide 12,000. 12,000. And they will come into the depth of Syria.
ولذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقوم الساعة حتى ينزل الروم بالأعماق بمرج دابق أو بدابق أو بمرج ذي تلول.
The hour will not come until the Romans will camp in the heart of Syria.
فيخرج لهم جيش من أهل المدينة.
المهدي now will be already out. And he will lead an army to come and fight them. There are a lot of details about this battle. Details to the day by day. Something so amazing about this battle that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of horses and swords. I don't know how, but I believe it 100%. He spoke of swords, horses. No more. And this is where that Ibn Mas'ud is saying what? We go back to Ibn Mas'ud. Even though they won, they conquered. But right after they conquered, right after they won this battle, Satan will make an announcement. Don't rejoice. فَإِنَّ الدَّجَّالَ قَدْ خَلَفَكُمْ فِي ذَرَارِيكُمْ. الدَّجَّال is out messing up with your families. This is what Abdullah ibn Mas'ud meant, that after this victory, another big fitna will come into earth. Huge. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about it, earth never experienced a fitna like it. لو المسيح الدجال. شوف يا أخوة, I love this. المهدي will send 10 horsemen. Look at this. What the Prophet says. والله إني لأعلم أسماءهم وأسماء آبائهم وألوان خيولهم. By Allah, I know their first names, their last names, and the color of their horses. فَهُمْ خَيْرُ فُرْسَانِ الْأَرْضِ يَوْمَئِذْ. They are the best horsemen on the face of this earth. They will go. Some narration says that they will not find out the Dajjal out. Some say that he will be out. Some say that Satan wanted just to stop al-Mahdi from progressing because he was heading beyond Constantinople. He's going to Europe and Rome. But in any rate, when they return, some of you may say, what do you mean Constantinople when Constantinople is in Turkey and under the Islamic rule, right? I mean, if you're sitting out there not thinking about work tomorrow and thinking about what the Sheikh is saying, or maybe not thinking about dinner. I had my dinner. I don't know, you're thinking about dinner? I mean, nobody asked that question. What do you mean, open Constantinople? Constantinople is an Islamic, right? صحيح ولا لا? Now, but remember those 80 countries, they're going to come from where? From the West, in their way. You think they're going to leave Constantinople the way it is? No. So it has to be regained again. In any rate, the Antichrist will come into earth. Let's close this now. He's going to spend 40 days. You know, sometimes we hear these extreme right-wing politicians, especially in Europe and in America, when they come and say, okay, we're going to go and bomb Mecca and Medina. The Dajjal actually is going to have that ideology. He after he recruits his army through his deception, he's going to seek to go to destroy the two holy cities. But Allah will not enable him because angels will be guarding those two holy cities. But this does not mean, by the way, that everybody living there is righteous and pious. Actually, the hadith tells us that Allah will cause earth to shake in these two cities. The hypocrites inside them will come out and they will be hunted by the Antichrist, by Dajjal. Subhanallah, when he gives up, he's going to go after the army of al-Mahdi. Where is the army of al-Mahdi at this time? In Jerusalem. When he finds out that the Antichrist is coming with his huge army, huge. Imagine, the majority of people will follow him because he has financial solutions. Dollar, money. If you want money, he'll give you money. But in return, he wants your deen. Now, al-Mahdi is going to barricade himself because he can't fight this army. And the battle is supposed to be in the morning. What are we going to do with this? So he's praying Fajr, and Allah sends the relief. Prophet Isa alayhi salam descending in Damascus, and he makes his way to Jerusalem. He enters, and he will pray Fajr behind the Imam. And after Fajr, he will say, "You guys sit tight here. I'll be right back." He will go to the Antichrist at a gate called Babulud. SubhanAllah, all these places, was not in the possession of Muslims. Yeah, Rasulullah said, Babulud, in a gate. Wallahi, this exists right now. There is a gate in Jerusalem called Babulud. Babulud, Al-Lid wal-Ramla. When the Antichrist sees him, he will melt like salt and water. He will come back and wipe over the heads of those believers, and he will tell them about their ranks in Jannah. And this is really how we understand, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق. There will always a group of my ummah on the truth. حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. Until the help from Allah comes while they are this way. In any rate, Allah will reveal to Prophet Isa alayhi salam, take the Muslims to a mountain called the Tur, because I have decreed for the two corrupting tribes to break through the wall, Gog and Magog, and Allah will finish them also miraculously, and life will be dandy after that. It will be a lot of fun. Imagine this. Be a lot of justice. You know, imagine this. You're going to take zakat al-mal, the 2.5%. Huh? By the way, on the 5th of December, we're going to have a fundraising. The 5th or the 4th? So, look at this. 2.5%. You're going to go around. Can you please accept my zakat, please? No, jazakallah khair, brother. Please, can you please take my 2 point? No, jazakallah khair, brother. The person will carry his zakatul mal and tour, wanting someone to accept it from him. That means we cannot have fundraisers anymore. You look at the skin of a balm granite, balm or bum, bum granite. You know, I learned English in public schools in Egypt. What do you expect? It's going to cover 12 people. 12 people. Barakah. Barakah. فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن ينجينا من الفتن. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to bring peace into this earth. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to bring peace into the whole of earth, يا رب العالمين. Imagine, يا إخوة, peace will be established in the face of this earth at the hands of the son of Ismail and the son of Ishaq. Who's the son of Ismail? Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Mahdi. Who's the son of Ishaq? Isa alayhi salam. Dear West, let's work together. and bring peace into earth. Let's not talk about war. War is tough.
جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والحمد لله رب العالمين.